A few years ago when they were excavating on the side of what is now the National Museum of the American Indian, which is part of the Smithsonian, they came across, ironically enough, the vestiges of Mary Ann Hall's brothel. The common interpretation of brothels around D.C. at this time was there were just dirty, dingy places where you didn't want to be, but occasionally you had to be there. In this excavation, they found that Mary Ann Hall was running a 5-star joint.
The archaeologists found the remains of a posh lifestyle, revealing that Mary Ann Hall had a unique business strategy for her brothel. To make big money, you've got to go high end. Housed in a mansion, the brothel offered its clients a bit of the good life, starting with the 18 prostitutes employed there.
You would be given and shown the greatest selection of women on offer in the city, of great style, of great beauty, of rarefied talent.
Mary Ann's ladies were known for their skills in the bedroom. It didn't matter if you were a head of state or head of a battalion. You were guaranteed a good time. And it wasn't just sex that was for sale. Mary Ann Hall served up the best food and drink in town.
She was known for her great feasts with imported fruit and meat and vegetables that were very, very hard to come by at that time. You would be given champagne, which you would pay for. You were courted. You were seduced.